This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is a step closer to having new state legislative districts. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the latest round of draft maps would likely keep Democrats in control.
The latest maps were drawn by the nonpartisan staff with input from the public and guidance from the state's Independent Legislative Redistricting Commission. If the commission can't agree to its own House and Senate maps, this iteration will be submitted to the court for approval. Democrats currently hold both chambers, and these maps give them enough safe seats to likely stay there for years to come. The maps also create 8 House and 8 Senate seats, where 30% or more of the residents are Latino. That's fewer than some Latino advocacy organizations have argued for. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
6,000 teachers in Colorado make less than $40,000 a year. A new legislative proposal drafted by students aims to change that. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Many rural teachers with advanced degrees and many years of teaching still make around $35,000 a year. 3 rural high school students and 2 college professors are proposing setting a state minimum teacher salary of $40,000. They estimate it would take $35 million in state funds. The group hopes a higher salary could entice teachers to rural schools. The group hopes lawmakers will consider the bill this January. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The first commercial flight in more than 4 years took off Wednesday from Northern Colorado Regional Airport in Loveland. Avelo Airlines is offering service to Burbank, California, in what officials say is a big step for the area's transportation infrastructure. This is CPR News.